Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac, coming to you from not so sunny Florida. My family and I, we take a trip every year after Christmas. We call it the Ohio Winter Great Escape. I'm actually on a walk right now. I should mention that because you might hear some background noise, some cars, some lawnmowers. So I'll mention that ahead of time. But anyways, every year we leave for a few weeks and we head to Florida. And usually, gosh, the last 8-ish years, we have just had weather, absolute perfection, 80s every day, sunny. So I guess we were kind of due for a maybe not so perfect weather trip. It has been cloudy 95% of the days that we've been here so far. Yesterday we had a day where there was a little sun peeking out, which was just lovely. So we're here, we're in Florida. As you may have noticed, there's been a little bit of an intermission between the last podcast episode and this one. And that was because I took a few weeks off between Christmas and the new year. So ready to get back into it and chat with y'all. And I figured that we would start this year off with a 2024 vision/goals podcast episode. And I, you know, had a little bit of resistance this year when I was thinking about what my goals were going to be. And I would say a few years ago, I started thinking about maybe like picking a word or picking a phrase to keep it like the center or like my, my focal point for the year, which is lovely. But also I noticed that after a few days, maybe even weeks, if I was lucky, you know, you just kind of forget about that word. So I'm going to be talking about that as well and how we keep our vision or our focus or our goals at the forefront of our mind. And we don't just like forget about it after like 5 days into the new year. So anyways, a little bit of resistance this year when I was thinking about like what I wanted to be focused on, what I wanted my intention to be, what I wanted my goal to be. And as I was like talking that through with like my mom and I was talking to Anthony about it, I was just recognizing that this year there has been a lot of big changes, right? We decided to homeschool. We moved. I've taken big steps in like my kind of what I'm calling like my faith journey and devoting time and energy there. I'm trying to, what I call, how do I usually say this? I'm an aspiring homesteader. So we have our first animals coming, our little chicks coming this spring, and we'll be doing planting and farming and not farming, but harvesting of plants and vegetables and fruits, fingers crossed. So lots of big changes. So I didn't really feel inclined to set like a really big goal, like as this year I'm going to do this big thing or this year I'm going to stop this big thing, because I'm like, there are already a lot of things that I'm doing that I'm kind of right in the middle of. Another thing I'm really excited about, and I'll probably talk more about my thoughts and feelings around this in another podcast episode, but within my son's homeschool, we as parents have the opportunity to teach. And so one of the classes, or the first class that I'm going to be teaching there, is a social and emotional development class for 6 and 7-year-olds. So another thing that I've kind of got my hand in and that I'm excited about doing. So when I started thinking about what I wanted to kind of have for my quote unquote goals or focus for 2024, I recognized, as I said, that like, it wasn't about having any one specific goal, but maybe more of like little tweaks in how I'm already, and the things that I'm already doing, more so how I want to experience the life that I'm in already. So no big changes, just little shifts and tweaks that are going to help me be who I want to be in my life and experience my life how I want to experience it more often than not. So I'm going to share with you my two words for 2024, and then I'm going to give you some questions if you're interested in coming up with either your word or vision or goals for 2024, and then some tips on how you can keep those goals, vision, words central, like in your mind, and so that you don't forget about them. So to start off, my phrase for 2024 is cartwheels and cake. And every time I say it, it makes me smile. It makes me smile because it's fun, right? Cartwheels and cake, 2024. But it also makes me smile because of like what it represents for me. So to start off, cartwheels came up for me in a Bible study lecture. And so in this particular week, we were studying, I believe it was John 9. So we're studying the book of John, and we were in the part of the story where Jesus heals a blind man. Such an amazing miracle. And as we were recapping this, the leader of our like Bible study group was up there and kind of lecturing about it. And she was overviewing like what happened and, you know, talking about how after this man was healed, like he was blind from birth, and all of a sudden now he can see, and he comes back home to his like little village or his town or whatever. And the people who know him, they weren't like up in arms and like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. They were kind of like looking at him sideways, like, you sure? Who did this? There were even some people who were like, maybe this isn't even him. Maybe this is like his brother. So there was just a lot of like skepticism. And the lady who was leading our group, she was explaining this, and she goes, and I was just thinking, after this miracle occurred and these people see this amazing thing that happened for this man, like, I kept thinking, where are the cartwheels, right? Where's the excitement? Where's the celebration for a miracle that has been done? And as she said that, like, first I felt like very convicted by that in the sense of, you know, the miracles that Jesus has performed and the things that he's done in my life and is continuing to do in my life, and the things that he's done, you know, years and years and years before I've even been in existence, all of those things. I was like, oh man, it's so incredible. And also so easy to overlook, right? Overlook these miracles and get caught up in the skepticism and like the nitty gritty details instead of the celebration and the excitement. And I got a little bit sad when I started thinking about the lack of celebration that I've had in my life lately. Of course, there's been moments where we've had like big celebration for things like, you know, our new home and other things that we've done that felt like, oh yeah, this is celebration worthy. But I started thinking about the little things that I used to get so excited about, even just like 3 years ago. I was looking back through an old gratitude journal, which is one of my favorite things to do for this exact reason. And, you know, I was reading about how excited I was for pizza night. You know, Friday night has always been pizza night for years and years and years. And 3 years ago, it was something that I was so excited about, was so looking forward to, that I was writing about it in my gratitude journal. And I can't say that that's the same now, right? That I don't have that same excitement, that same celebration, those same cartwheels for pizza night. And the same can be said for other things in my life, you know, other things that at one point I was super excited about, super celebratory about. And now it's just like, oh, you know, either another day or, you know, something that is just, I've become used to and don't take time to pause and actually feel like the happiness or the celebration or the gratitude for it. So cartwheels for me, when I think about cartwheels, it reminds me to celebrate. It reminds me to celebrate the big things, which tends to be easier, right? But it also reminds me to celebrate the little things and to take pause every day and not just be grateful for the things that I have in my life, but also find ways to celebrate it. You know, where are the cartwheels? How can I make a big deal out of it? Even if I'm just saying it out loud to Anthony or saying it out loud to Watson or saying it out loud to myself, like, how can I find more opportunities to celebrate bigger? So that's my first word, cartwheels. We're going to celebrate more in 2024. The second word, cake. And this one makes me laugh as well because it's so simple and it's such a like, it's so simple, but it's such a powerful shift for me in the way that I'm looking at things and in turn the way that I'm going to be feeling and experiencing things in my life. And so this came up for me a few weeks ago. This would have been early December I was talking to my best friend, and to be quite honest, maybe she wasn't experiencing it this way, but I knew what I was doing. I was kind of like venting, lightweight complaining, which is not a go-to for me. It just, there's no benefit in complaining. I don't really spend my time there usually. But I just felt like really like in the thick of it. And you know those times where you just know you're about to do something that's not really great for you, but just kind of feels good to do? That's where I was. I'm like, complaining doesn't serve me, but I'm just going to do it. And so I was letting myself do it. And I was telling her I had, you know, I was on this committee for our homeschool, like, co-op. And I was getting to help plan the Christmas party, which I was actually really excited about. And I was getting to, like, MC it, which I was also excited about, a little bit nervous. But I still thought it was going to be fun. And then that day, so that was, like, a pretty big time commitment day. You know, you get up or get there, big setup, and then you got to be on. And, you know, just kind of being a part of the day, making sure it like flows right, then tear down. And this co-op is so amazing. Everybody's like all hands on deck. So I knew that like the actual logistics of it wasn't going to be difficult, but it was more like for me being a five, if you know the Enneagram, I am an energy like conserver and hoarder. So I spend the most of my time like worrying about like expelling too much energy, which then in turn expels even more energy as I'm worrying about it. But anyways, I was telling her about this. I'm like, you know, we have this, you know, big Christmas party. And I think part of my mind was just like worried about like, it was kind of more anticipation, like not knowing what to expect. And yeah, part of that. So I knew that that part of the day was coming up. And then that day I also had back-to-back clients. It was just the way the schedule fell. And then there were a couple other things going on that day or that evening that I just kind of felt like, man, this is going to be a lot for me. So I'm sharing it with her, lightweight venting. And yeah, she's listening. And then she just responded back. But this was via text, actually. She just responded back and she just wrote, piece of cake, Les. And as soon as the message came across the screen, I started laughing. Because I was like, yeah, piece of cake. Like, literally. First of all, I'm excited about being a part of this co-op, the, you know, the responsibilities I get to have, like that kind of stuff energizes me when I have the right like mindset. I'm excited that our co-op even does stuff like this. I'm also excited and love the clients that I get to work with. Like everything that I was getting to do were things that I wanted to do, chose to do, were excited about doing, but the way that I was thinking about it was making me feel overwhelmed. And as soon as my girl said, piece of cake, I was like, yeah, okay. It can be a piece of cake and nothing has to change, right? I don't have to change the amount of time that I'm there, the amount of energy I'm putting in. I don't have to change the clients that I'm going to be working with that evening. I don't have to change anything other than instead of looking at it as too much or I'm going to be spending too much energy, I'm looking at it as like, yeah, piece of cake. And so piece of cake, cake to shorten it, is my one of my words for 2024 because I want to continuously remind myself that everything can be a piece of cake, even the really, really hard things. It's not taking away from things being a challenge, right? Was I going to be expelling more energy than usual that day? Yes. Would I, was I like more likely to be tired at the end of the day? Yes. But that doesn't mean I can't make it a piece of cake. That doesn't mean even on the hardest days, the most challenging days, that I can't find some ways to be like, we got this piece of cake. Not that it's not going to be challenging, not that it's not going to be hard, not that it's not going to be, you know, depending on the context, like sad or frustrating, but also I don't have to make it worse by overwhelming myself or stressing myself out. I can always make it a little bit better, a little bit more manageable by thinking, I got this, piece of cake. So I love that word, that phrase for my 2024 vision as well. So we have cartwheels and we have cake. We have more celebration. And we have the reminder that we got this. I can make anything easier with the right perspective. So that's my vision, okay? Now, for you, you might be choosing a goal. You might be choosing a word that you want to focus on. You might be choosing a phrase like myself. But if you haven't like come up with anything yet for 2024, maybe you're like me where it kind of felt like a little overwhelming at first, or there was maybe a little bit of resistance on like where to start or what you even wanted to focus on, I'm going to share with you a couple questions that I always run myself through to at least give me a little bit of momentum, a little springboard to figure out like, yeah, what I want to go with. So the first question that I always like start with is like, if my 2023 was a movie, the whole year, what would be the title of it? And sometimes I like to have a little subtitle as well, right? So what would be the title, maybe even subtitle, of 2023? And second part to this, would you want to see that movie? Would you want to rewatch it? How would you feel as you were rewatching your 2023 movie? Okay, so I like to just kind of like run that through the back of my mind, because sometimes it's easier to think about your year in a recap as you're like playing the film, right? Let's run tape. Let's see what that year was like, how I feel about it, if I want to rewatch that year, what parts I want to rewatch again, maybe what parts I want to skip over. And that gives you an idea of like for this next series of questions, right? So the next questions to ask yourself would be, as we're looking at this movie, this 2023 in a movie year, what worked really well? What were the parts of our year that were like, man, I was in this groove, or I was keeping up with these habits, or I was, you know, engaging with these people, or I was like doing, I was committed to this thing, and this worked really well for me. So I like to dump things out into like two categories. This is how my brain works. I like to see things. I like to write down like all the things that worked really well in my 2023, whatever you labeled it, title, subtitle, what worked really well? And then alternatively, what didn't work well? What was I doing that maybe made things a little bit harder for me? And these could be physical things that you were doing. These could be ways that you were thinking about things, or like an attitude that you had. These could be people that you were surrounded with. So what wasn't working so well? Okay, that's the, call it question two, that I like to ask myself. The next question is, and this is kind of another two-parter, what do I want to do more of? Maybe that I was doing in 2023, what I want to continue to do and do more of. And then what do I want to do less of, right? What was I doing in 2023 that I don't want to do anymore and I definitely want to do less of? Next question. What lies did you tell yourself last year? What lies did you tell yourself last year that you believed and then in turn maybe kept 2023 from being a better year, or maybe in some ways made it harder, maybe in other ways like held you back? And if you're not exactly familiar with what I'm talking about by lies, I want you to go to the episode previous to this. I believe it's called Self-Sabotage Starts with a Lie or something like that. It's literally the episode right before this. But I want you to listen to that and how I explain what happens when we tell ourselves lies and when we believe these lies. So, as I said, the next question is, what lies did you tell yourself in 2023 that you're not going to tell yourself this year? You're not going to believe this year. You're not going to enact this year, right? Take action from these lies. And kind of put a little bullet point under this one as like a secondary part to this question, in that, what truths are you going to tell yourself instead? So if we recognize what the lie is, then what's the truth? Yeah, so one of the lies for me, maybe in 2023, could have been around like things being hard, or, you know, something in particular being too much for me. And now in 2024, things are going to be a piece of cake, right? Things aren't going to be hard. Even if they are hard, there's a way to make them easier. And that starts with how I'm looking at them. And then the last question I'll leave you with, and just keep in the back of your mind, you can answer all of these questions, or maybe one gives you enough of a springboard to see what you want to be as a focus for this year. But I'll give you one more question. And that is, what did you do on autopilot this year that you want to take healthy control of? So I love this question, because as human beings, we are wired to go on autopilot. And this is a really great and helpful thing when we're thinking about things like breathing, walking, talking, driving to work, when we don't feel like thinking about every step that we have to take or every turn we have to take. Like, going on autopilot can be really, really helpful, except when we find ourselves on autopilot for maybe actions, behaviors, interactions, ways of thinking that don't serve us. And there's really no way to make a change in your life without assessing the, like, how your, the unconscious behaviors that you have, the unconscious thoughts that you have. So So I like asking this question to myself in the sense of, what have I been doing on autopilot that I haven't recognized until I've asked myself this question? I haven't recognized that I have been on autopilot, right? It could be something I'm doing in my morning routine. It could be something I'm doing in my evening routine. It could be like the way that I'm interacting with my husband. Maybe I've been on autopilot with just not being curious and asking questions and being interested in his life. Maybe I've been on autopilot with like the way that we date each other, or maybe I've been on autopilot with, maybe the way that I've been looking at different friendships or different aspects of my work. I'm just thinking about different categories in my life where I would ask myself, like, where have you been on autopilot here? And you can do that as well. Like, you can look at like the main areas of your life, the things that you spend the most amount of time in, friendships, your home environment, your career, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health. Like, look at all those things and kind of run yourself through a little bit of a, like an analysis, or kind of just like, yeah, where have I been on autopilot in this area of my life? And that's going to help you see maybe where you want to make some adjustments, or maybe where you want to come back online, right? So those are the questions that I would have you ask yourself. Now, for the last part of this, I'm just going to give you some quick tips on what I do to keep my goals and this year, my words, my phrase, central in my mind. Because our brains, like I just said, they will go on autopilot and they will slide right back into what's easy, what's normal. And no matter what great intentions you have to like focus on a word or a phrase or a goal in a new year, if you don't keep it central, if you don't do something to keep that active in your mind, it's going to just slip away. So there's a couple things that I do each year and that I kind of tweak that I'll share with you, and then you can find what works for you. So the first thing is, you got to make sure that you see your word or your goal every day. And where you put it depends on, I think, what works best for you, and where you're going to be the most like present, like where it's going to like click you on versus just seeing it and like glazing over. So some people I know like to put their word or their goal like on the background of their phone, right? Maybe that will help for you. For a lot of people that I talk to who try to do this, they're like, I don't even like notice my screensaver anymore. I don't even notice the background of my phone because I just grab it and turn it on and like whatever. So maybe that works for you. Maybe it doesn't. For me, I like to have my word written down in multiple places of my home where I recognize that like I could use this specific reminder. So think about what it is that is like your word and like where you could use that word. So for me, if I'm thinking about cartwheels, like wanting to celebrate more, and then cake, wanting to remind myself to like let things be easy, I'm going to put little reminders of that word throughout my house, like where I might find myself going on autopilot, not celebrating and just kind of getting into my usual groove, or where I might find myself like worrying more or feeling overwhelmed, and I'm going to put those reminders there. So on my refrigerator, where I spend a lot of my time, cake and cartwheels goes there, right? In my office, cake and cartwheels. In my bedroom, or actually like in my bathroom, like kind of where I will be to start my day, cake and cartwheels, right? And I might even put a little reminder, and it might be like a little picture, you know, just a little small logo. It depends on what I come up with. I think it's fun to like draw a little picture, like whatever you want to do. But I might even put something like that in my car, right? But it's an intentional thing. What we don't want is to like put the words there and see it and like glaze over it. But like when you see it, actually take it in for a moment. Even if it's just 2 seconds, like say it to yourself, cake and cartwheels. I need to celebrate and I need to remind myself that I can create ease in my life. And then we can move on. And once we see that every day and we give ourselves those little mental checkpoints, even if it's once a day, even if it's 2 or 3 times a day, that keeps us connected to that goal or vision. Otherwise, we're just going to forget about it. And we're going to get to the end of 2024 and be like, oh yeah, that was my word. Forgot about it by what? January 10th, maybe January 4th. So it's important to have those things central and to actually like do something with it. Don't just put them somewhere. Like I said, look at it and glaze over, but actually stop, pause, and think about it. And then the last thing that I do, this kind of like builds on it, but I build in checkpoints for myself at the end of the day. And ideally, I like to do it in the beginning of my day as well. I'm not going to say I'm perfect at this, but I like to give myself an opportunity to slow down and reflect daily on, you know, how I'm doing with these goals and with these words. This is something that you really have to have dedication to and discipline with as well. Otherwise, at the end of the night, if I'm like, oh, it would be so much like nicer, and maybe I don't think this full like think this through in a full sentence, but like our brains just decide, oh, I want to watch Netflix, right? Or I just want to relax, or I just want to go to sleep. Like the discipline has to come in where it's like, no, I also have to pick up my notebook where I do my gratitudes, where I do my end of day recap, and I need to look at how I brought in celebration or how I saw myself using piece of cake in my day today, right? That's just a practice that I have to be disciplined with if I really want this year to be about Kurt Wilson cake. Otherwise, it just won't be. So again, I try to make this really simple for myself. I'm gonna have little reminders here and there around the areas of my home and the areas of my life where I know it will be useful just to have those little dings, rings, bells, reminders for me to be like, oh, that's what I'm trying to focus on this year. And a little bit more of an intentional piece at the end of the day. Some people, like I said, like to do this in the beginning of the day too, or instead, but to slow down and be like, cool, how did I do this today? Right? How did I celebrate? Even if it was small, how did I make things easier for me and make it like things less hard, make them be a piece of cake. How did I do that today? Even if it's in a very small way. Okay. That's how we keep ourselves accountable. And we have to do this, my friends. So this is what I wanted to share with you today. This is the year for me of 2024, cake and cartwheels. This is how I came up with my words. This is how I'm going to keep myself accountable. And I would love to hear what word you've come up with, what phrase you've come up with, what goals maybe you've come up with. And if you're getting stuck on how you can keep yourself accountable to these things, feel free to shoot me an email. You guys know that my inbox is always open. I love to chat, and I would be happy to shoot over some ideas to help you stay accountable to your word, your vision, your goal in 2024. That's all I have for you today, my friends. As I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.